His name is Carlos, and you've probably seen him on television or mentioned in the press.
Who is this guy? What is he going to tell us?
And you're witnessing live his possession by a genuine 2,000-year-old spirit.
I am a very old spirit.
What I'm here to help you neutralize the wrong kind of information.
A young artist suddenly become the wise old spirit, Carlos.
The crowd listened in awe as Carlos explained that their aches and pains could be cured by the authentic crystals he'd brought back from the lost city of Atlantis.
I am Carlos.
Some people look at me and they said, "You're so enigmatic." To which I respond, "I am enigmatic. I am outrageous." The cock crows in the evening. At midnight, the brilliant sun.
Hey, you're never going to believe this. This guy put on these robes, preaches not before thousands, but tens of thousands of people, and channels this wacko spirit called Carlos and gives them spiritual wisdom, and these people actually believe him. And he can do this? I mean, that's out. That is just out there, isn't it?
So, Carlos, who are you?
Well, I am an artist. I don't like to define myself. Whether it's a conceptual artist or performance artist or anything like that. I'm an artist, period. I have created over the last decade or so a body of work where I want to engage people into their own ideas of what belief is and what truth is and ultimately like what is art.
I spoke with the artist Jose Alvarez for 3 hours and at the end I was still mystified. But here are the facts. Jose is not a spiritual leader, he's not a channeler, and he's no psychic. But he pretends to be all these things in front of millions of people. In fact, it's probably the most widely watched performance art in the world. And all of his photos, paintings, and video art are based on those performances.
This whole project started in 1988. At that time, there were a lot of channelers. As I watched the millions of people who were following them, I was just like, what's going on? And I started thinking, how will it be to just go on stage and create something like that?
Jose contacted James Randi, a scholar and leader in what some call the skeptic movement.
I got a call from Australia. I'm rather well known in Australia. They said that they were being plagued by the so-called channelers in Australia, and the fellow who was a producer of a major television program there said, how can we expose these people as fakes?
The Australian version of 60 Minutes wanted Randi to try to debunk the channelers there.
I sat down with Jose in front of a videotape machine and ran over a lot of videotapes that we had here of the so-called real channelers.
Truth!
He took on some of their mannerisms, their gestures, their costumes.
Truth!
He would smile constantly, and he would bow a great deal and fold his hands.
Truth! Truth is the biggest commodity of our times.
And he created something which I think is much stronger than any of the so-called real channelers out there had ever accomplished. And he ended up in the Sydney Opera House.
The media in Australia went crazy over Carlos.
They actually literally followed him around the streets. At one occasion, he actually took a crystal and walked into the ocean right up to his waist. And people with video cameras and long cables and microphones and such followed him out there.
I was charging my crystal in the ocean. And I said, how far will they go? And then I stood up and I took my crystal and I walked towards the ocean. And they came behind me, knee deep in water, to film.
No wonder they weren't electrocuted. So they were out there and he was humming and moaning to himself and carrying on. But he was playing with them. He was manipulating them.
Next question.
Can you give us any idea of what this event might be?
It will be astronomical.
The following week, Jose went on 60 Minutes and revealed that he was not a real channeler, but rather an artist. Shortly after the Australian trip, Jose met art critic Jerry Saltz.
The idea of lying to thousands and then tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, really goes beyond the sociopathic, shoots right through the art world and comes out the other side into something that I'm not even sure we know what to call it, other than it's really something to behold.
I had absolutely no credentials
whatsoever.
When audiences find out the spirit Carlos isn't real, some of them feel betrayed by the ruse. But Jose's not making fun of their belief, just of the people who take advantage of their faith.
I mean, this whole thing about religion and cults and things that, you know, I have had experiences like that. And I see the emptiness of it all. Mm-hmm. And I really adamant about not falling for it.
Did you fall for it before, do you think?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Jose won't explain more about his background other than he was raised Catholic and was born in New York to Puerto Rican parents.
There is something that really irks me, that suddenly religion should not be touched, that you should never question people's belief. What? No, no. This is exactly where I'm going to question, because religion is politics and politics is religion. So I'm going to question it forever.
You know, we always think we can tell the person that's lying. And I think Alvarez is just trying to get into the crack, that wrinkle in your brain, and say, maybe you can't. And as far as I can see, there's no real damage done. He's just playing with faith.
I want to live as a living metaphor in your life. Not as a document, but as an experience for something that feels true.
For Studio 360, I'm Ave Carrillo.